and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely blessed, safe, prepared day as always. And, you know, it's, everything continues to happen day by day, and we all watch this giant psyop that I'm pretty much confident now is exactly what it is, being pushed, forced, I should say, onto the American populace into believing that we have to do everything the government says. We have to do everything we're told. We basically have to be good little sheep. Don't ask questions. Don't question the narrative. Don't do research. Don't make up your own mind, but blindly follow whatever they tell you to do. And it's just interesting right now to watch this occur right in front of us. And it's something that I saw last night from Guggenheim Miners. Basically, this is discussing the bailout now that Congress is putting together. They're saying it needs to be upwards of $2 trillion to rescue many industries, as businesses ranging from airlines to resorts to retailers face the prospect of failure. One thing about this, though, that is interesting, if you read down the lines of what they're discussing doing, they've been discussing the fact that the Federal Reserve should create a lending facility whereby businesses could borrow to keep their operations afloat until more normal economic activity resumes. The borrowers would have to present good collateral, physical assets, accounts receivable, etc., and have been solvent before the viral panic took hold. Now, if that doesn't kind of give you chills and give you just oddly reminiscence of what happened with the Weimar Republic in Germany and how these bankers have done this repeatedly for centuries on end. They build the bubble, they pop the bubble, they build the bubble, they pop the bubble, they lend money to keep people from dying in the bubble, basically, figuratively, their businesses from dying. They get collateral to own the company, then they come in and do a hostile takeover of the company, then they take that company and merge it with another one of their conglomerate companies. And we've seen this happen over and over and over and over and over again, and now we're seeing it happen again in 2020. Something very interesting to see and very sad, but at the same time, you have to look at who's behind the curtain and the obfuscation of what the right hand is doing while they don't want you to see what the other hand is doing. That's how I feel this morning, Dad. And other than that, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm blessed. Shaken down, running over, pressed together so my cup cannot contain it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I commit my plans unto the Lord, therefore I know they will succeed. And God's still on the throne. Prayer still changes things, and I'm still in covenant with the Most High. And none of this is taking God by surprise. Just everybody just needs to chill out and relax. You know, I don't know anybody who has coronavirus except for the one lady in Singapore who wrote us, who's a listener there, and I don't know her personally. But as far as here in Central Florida, I don't know anybody. I mean, no one. I mean, anybody. Maybe you guys know somebody who's listening. You guys, I've got a million people listening right now, so maybe you guys can email us and say you have a cousin who's been diagnosed, and if they've been diagnosed, how can they be diagnosed if we have no test kits? That's my big curiosity here is we have no test kits, and how can we be diagnosing people without test kits? And it was interesting to me yesterday. I had one of our customers contact me. In fact, I'd gone to college with her way back 40 years ago. Her name's Sherry, and she sent me a text and wanted to know why we didn't have any gummy bears on the website. And so I called her back and told her basically they were nationally backordered, you know, for kids and the organic gummy bears. And then she started talking to me. She said, well, you know, a few weeks ago you told me they would be closing the schools in Polk County in 2 to 3 weeks. And I was sitting at lunch, and some other people were sitting around me, and I told them what you said. They thought that was crazy. That never was going to happen. And she goes, within 2 weeks, the schools were closed down here, and now they're wondering who in the world, you know, you are. And, you know, here's the thing, guys. You know, it's not that I'm clairvoyant. I'm not going to use that term. But I have a covenant with the Most High God, just like you do. And so God shares with me some of the stuff in advance of what's going to happen. It's kind of like it's just the omniscience that you get, a tiny percentage of that. Plus, I read all the time. And, you know, when you start reading and putting the pieces of the puzzle together, it's always like, oh, it's like Austin just said. It's the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. You know, pump and dump, pump and dump, pump and dump. That's what they do. They did it to the Weimar Republic. They completely destroyed the entire aristocracy of Germany. Destroyed the aristocracy of Germany with the pump and dump. And unless you were in blue chip stocks or in precious metals, you lost everything you owned. Everything. Because the money became worthless. And this is why they've been run out of hundreds of countries. And see, and this is one of the reasons, because the primary people that do this are the Kabbalists, but they also claim to be Jewish, but they're really not. They're more Satanists than anything else, because they're not following the Torah. And this is one of the reasons that there's been so many problems with anti-Semitism over the centuries. It's because of this. And because I'm just telling you guys, I'm being straight with you guys right now. I mean, I don't know how to say that any more clearly. You know, and you, so you think, well, that just doesn't make any sense. I said, well, the international bankers and the heads of the feds, they're all pretty much always Jewish. And you think, well, no, that's not all true. And I said, well, yeah, some of it is true. Remember when Janet Yellen said that we won't see another crisis in our lifetimes? Well, I've got this article posted. Well, let's just look at Janet Yellen one. Let's just look her up. Janet Yellen is by the way, she's brilliant. She's a brilliant woman as far as academically. Is an American economist at the Brookings Institute who served as the chair of the Federal Reserve from 2014 to 2018 and the vice chair from 2010 to 2014. Let's look at her personal life. Yellen was born to a Polish Jewish family in New York City's Brooklyn Borough as the daughter of Anna Ruth Blumenthal, an elementary school teacher, and Julius Yellen. So there, this is the point I'm trying to make right now, and I'm not trying to be anti-Semitic. I'm just making a point. And I'm reading you right from her Wikipedia page. And you say, well, that – and then if you say that, now automatically I'm an anti-Semite. I'm not. But you've got to look at what's happening here and what they're doing to us. And you've got to realize that the Rothschild banking cartel was brought into the Sabbatane Zvi movement, which is a satanic movement, by Jacob Frank in the 1700s. You can't just pretend like this stuff didn't happen. And these guys are like hardcore Kabbalists, and we've done an entire show on the Kabbalah and what they believe in, the snake in a tree they worship. I mean, this is the crazy stuff you've ever heard of, but this is what's going on. Now you say, well, not all Jews are like that. You're absolutely right. You got good Jews, you got bad Jews. You know, we've written entire articles on that particular topic. You got good Germans, you got bad Germans. You got good Christians, you got bad Christians. You got good Muslims, you got bad Muslims. I mean, nobody can pick on anybody's faith or religion or ethnic background and tell you that everybody's bad in that particular group, because they're not. But we've got to take a look at what's happening here with these Kabbalists. They're the ones that we need to be fighting against, the ones that basically believe that the universe is a tree and there's a giant state called Ein Sof, and they worship him, and they have a bunch of sub-demons and gods that they have to have make-believe sex with in order to basically talk to. I mean, you listen to this show I did on the Kabbalah. Now, here's the thing. This group of weirdos, okay, this group of people that worship Asherah and Baal and Moloch and the ancient Canaanite religions, you know, they've been running the planet since Lucifer shows up in the garden in the beginning. You know, God had enough of it, Genesis chapter 6, and he flushed the planet. He said, I'm done with it. He said, they're so corrupt, I can't deal with it. Every thought of every man's evil all the time. Took Noah because he had clean seed. He wasn't contaminated with Nephilim DNA. He didn't have any satanic DNA in his bloodline. Put them on a boat, kept them around, floated around for a couple months, brought them out, restarted the population with that. But it says right there in Genesis 6, they were there before and after the flood as far as these Nephilim things, these sons of perdition or whatever you want to call them, fallen angels. And they came right back and started it all over again. Hence, we ended up with the giants, with Goliath and all the rest of them, with King David. Now, all of this stuff happened. You know, it's all part of the historical record. The craziest part about all of this stuff is that, you know, God knew what was going on because he's omnipresent, so he inserted Jesus Christ into the timeline. He saw. He took the exact image of himself in the form of Jesus and basically was born of the Virgin Mary to fulfill Scripture and came to save us from this, because this group of interdimensional demons, there's a bunch of different types of them, by the way, that are running this planet and have been since the beginning, since the garden. They basically like to yank our chain around here. They plan stuff, you know, decades, centuries in advance, but they're not omnipresent. They got to plan the stuff way, 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 way out. That's why you'll see stuff on The Simpsons that'll happen. Oh, by the way, the coronavirus is going to hit us. We see it 20, 30 years ago on The Simpsons or whatever. And you think, well, what the heck? How'd they know that? Well, they're planning it all out. There's a bloodlines, and it says that the Rothschild family actually sets a place setting for Lucifer every single night when they have their formal dinners and their formal evenings with their butlers, et cetera, in their giant mansions, and that every 37 years they claim that he actually shows up manifest in the flesh and gives them the guidelines of what they're going to do for the next 37 years. They say, well, that sounds crazy. Hey, guys, it sounds crazy to me, and I have a hard time believing any of this, okay, because I don't think like that. But this is what these guys claim goes on all the time in their little world they live in. So the key here is this. If you know that you got a group of people that worship a snake that are running the planet, you probably need to try to not try to help them, to try to facilitate things. And you probably need to try to find somebody else who doesn't
worship a snake to run things. Just a thought. Just a thought. But the thing about it is, when you accept Christ, basically the exact image representation of God the Father, it says in the book of Hebrews, when you accept Him as your Lord and your Savior, at that point in time, you become one with God through a blood covenant with Jesus, and He forever allows you to be with God, and you're born again forever. That's why they hate Jesus. That's why they hate Christians, because He interfered with their little stupid petri dish experiment on this planet when they try to do weird things to people all the time with their bloodletting and drinking and weird rituals that Ted Gunderson, the head of the FBI for Los Angeles County, said they did back in the 90s and did all kinds of seminars about it all over the country. And then in 1933, Germany stood against them and threw out the central bank. They said, you guys, basically, we don't want you here. We don't want the Kabbalists in our country. We don't want these people doing this with the central banks. We don't want to be enslaved to a central bank giving us money and interest. We don't need you. And they started printing money in Germany that wasn't based on debt from the Kabbalists. Oh, and the whole planet went against Germany after that and said, oh my gosh, we can't have that happen. We got to get rid of these guys. We got to get rid of all of these Germans. And so to this day, they're still destroying Germany, destroying Germany's self-esteem. Germany is already at a negative growth rate, has been for 50 years, and the population is self-extinguishing because that's the anger and the bitterness that these international bankers who run the media through Operation Mockingbird via the CIA, because they control the CIA and all these secret organizations around the world, and they've implanted all of these groups of people into the media to tell you what they want you to hear. And so they continue to destroy Germany. Here's a perfect example. German state TV. This is German state TV is now celebrating coronavirus for killing off humans. Well, they're celebrating for killing off Germans. A satire piece for the German state television celebrates the spread of the coronavirus because it is killing people in developed nations who are responsible for climate change. The presenter of this piece asserts that the planet is practically healing itself and that the virus is fair because old people are piling up while the young survive effortlessly. Now, what the heck are we talking about here this morning? Now, this piece is actually saying this is a good thing that all the old people are dying because they're responsible for the planet having problems. This is the extent of the German self-esteem. And this is what's being told to the German people on an ongoing basis. Remember just a few months ago, they came out with a little song and they were singing in the schools how grandma's a pig because she allowed the climate change to take place. They're telling each other, hey, Germans shouldn't reproduce because their grandparents are pigs. They've got this bad thing going on. So what the heck's happening in Germany? They're destroying the very fabric of society and have done so since the 30s, since the 40s, since the 50s. I mean, what do you think Dresden was? Dresden was a giant blood sacrifice, a druidic blood sacrifice by Winston Churchill, who was a druid. The killing of up to 500,000 people in one night. The slaughtering of the women and the children and the innocents and the old people. As Winston Churchill, the druid, I'm sure was at a black mass ceremony, in my opinion, somewhere over there in the castle in England. You think, oh, it can't be that bad. Why don't you guys do some research about it? It says right on Winston Churchill's Wikipedia page that he was a druid. Unless they've changed it, because I started pointing that out to everybody. But that's what it said here a year or so ago. And here's the problem with all of this stuff. This group of people, the Satanic High Priestess class, priestess class, they run around doing all this crazy stuff. And they just get away with it because they control the world because of, like, Jeffrey Epstein. They take all of these people. Remember, by the way, he was also Mossad. He was working for Mossad. They basically control the very fabric of our society by controlling the elected officials through bribery, through blackmail, through sexual favors with young girls, through drugs, all this stuff. These guys are involved in it. And gosh, I tell you what, Jeffrey Epstein was starting to get some traction here all over social media. They had enough of that. They had to impeach Donald Trump to stop all that. And now just make sure that doesn't happen against what? We push a little coronavirus into everybody too, as Bill Gates was running coronavirus test simulation, just a few months ago. Oh, that's right. Isn't it odd how so many times they're running simulations when they actually have things happening live? Like, we're doing a simulation of the Twin Towers being run into with an airplane. Oh, that's right. Oh, my goodness. It's really happening right now. Isn't that all strange? Isn't it strange that they couldn't get the film from all of the cameras facing the Pentagon when the missile, not the plane, hit the Pentagon? And they've never been able to prove that the doggone plane ever hit the Pentagon. and even the last few frames of it doesn't show a plane entering the Pentagon, and there was no fuselage wreckage or titanium engine casings or anything outside of the Pentagon, and it was cleaned up almost immediately.
Yeah, and then General Stubblebine says, I don't know what hit the Pentagon. He didn't want to say that, but he says, I can tell you what didn't hit the Pentagon was a doggone plane.
You can't take a 737, 757, or 767, or whatever they claim hit it, and run it at ground level low enough to go into the side of a building. You can't do that. Aerodynamics doesn't allow that. You have an envelope of air that pushes underneath the plane, and at 600, 500 miles an hour, that envelope will not allow you to get that low. It won't do it because you've got too much pressure. Because remember, air is kind of like an extension of the water on the planet. It's got depth to it. It's got thickness to it. You know, you have it's called density altitude, and you can actually measure it and how much moisture is in it and what the density altitude is at sea level, what the density altitude is at 6,000 feet. You can tell what it is. So what ends up happening is you can't fly a plane at 500 or 600 miles an hour at treetop levels, you know, that basically is not designed to do that. It won't work. So we know a plane did hit the Pentagon, but these are the same guys who basically released the coronavirus. These are the same guys who took down the towers and Building 7 that nobody wants to talk about. You know, this is the kind of stuff that we just have to deal with all the time. Because, guys, remember, this is the group of people who run the planet. This is why our Lord, you know, the great I Am, our God, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, came to this planet back and came to it again and said, you know what, you guys may have hijacked it, but I'm going to give everybody an escape route. We're going to give them a life raft, and that would be Jesus, to get them away from this mess. Why, you clowns, you stupid clowns. And there's something that goes on in this interdimensional realm with these entities that don't seem to die, you know, all these demons or whatever, however long they live. And, you know, and I don't know why God hasn't zapped them. I don't know why he hasn't done that. But I do know one thing. When Jesus Christ himself left his physical body and died on the cross, the entire planet started to come apart with earthquakes. Think about that for a second. And I personally believe if God the Father had not stopped it, it would have been another meteorite belt in our doggone solar system. The whole planet would have come apart. Because it says through Jesus all things are held together. Through Christ. And see, guys, it's so important to understand this. You know, we've got good and evil. It's always going to be among us because people have freedom of will. And see, that's the thing that nobody gets. It's the freedom of will. You have a choice today whether you want to accept Jesus Christ, if you want to do what's right. When you have a choice not to do it. I was talking to a carpenter just this morning, and he just left Miami this past week. And he said this weekend, he was at Walmart, and a group of black thugs driving vehicles, like six of them pulling trailers, broke into the back of a Walmart and started throwing things into the back of the trailers. He said he's like he's watching a movie. Now, I think, well, Ted, why'd you say they were black? Well, I could have said they were Hispanic. I could have said they were white. I could have said they were Martians, or I could have said they were pink, blue, and green aliens. I don't care. What difference does it make? Why can't we say what it is? Let me stop for just a second here with this. You know, for some reason, and I don't know why. Well, I know why, but it is what it is. You know, Barack Obama was elected president of the United States. Now, he's the gay Kenyan. He's the gay Kenyan. According to Joan Rivers, he was gay. And according to Joan Rivers, his wife is transgender. Now, you could go ahead and fuss at Joan Rivers, but she was dead almost immediately after saying that. Now, here's what's interesting about all of this stuff. Barack Obama did more to destroy race relations between black people and everybody else than any other president in the history of the United States. The man was a full-blown racist. That messed with him and Trayvon Martin and Zimmerman. Oh, if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon Martin. Yeah, whatever. You're not going to have a son because you don't like women. Oops, I shouldn't have said that either, should I? And here's the problem with all of this stuff, guys, is that, you know, the blacks have allowed themselves to be manipulated. I'm just going to be honest with you guys because I've got a bunch of friends that are black, and I've got a bunch of friends of mine that are white too, and a bunch of friends of mine that are German, and a bunch of friends of mine that are Italians. Don't start on me on this stuff, okay? The problem is, you know, they were mistreated for 400 years in the United States when their own king sold them into slavery through the Jewish slave traders that brought them into the United States, primarily Jewish people running out of the city of London, out of England. Just thought I'd mention that to everybody who doesn't know that yet. And what was interesting about this is that they received their freedom, you know, after the Civil War, but it was gradually coming on. Now, they've become a group of people that are, in some cases, very bitter. And the doggone Democrats came in through Margaret Sanger and wanted to do the best they possibly could to cause massive problems with them via abortion. But they don't see that. Lincoln was a Republican. And also what happens is they, from a group, from an identity standpoint, they were Negroes, then they were African Americans, then they were blacks, and now they're people of color. It's just the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And they've allowed themselves to be manipulated like this. Because, you know, just, why don't you just say, I'm an American. How about that? Why don't we just say that? You know, with dark skin or whatever you want to say about yourself. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't have to change all the time. And see, and the problem is if you don't get it right politically, then what ends up happening is you're, oh my gosh, you're a racist because you don't like black people. I never said that. I'm just confused about the whole thing. And so here we have a group of them coming in now and just loading up trucks, breaking into the back of Walmart like it's a movie set, and loading up trailers and taking off for them, doing one of those flash mob robberies right out of the back of Walmart. And you go, what the heck's going on down there? Well, guys, this is the problem that we're going to run into. When you're in a big city right now and you start having shortages of stuff, you're going to have people that are going to do whatever they want to do, and you're going to have roving mobs, whether they be black or white or Hispanic or a group of all kinds of different colored people doing a difference, going through cities and going through neighborhoods taking whatever they want. This is the problem we're going to run into in these big cities, especially here in Florida, South Miami and Florida. They're even talking now about blocking off and blockading the Interstate 95 corridor to prevent these groups of and these hordes of people from coming north. Guys, this is something I'm going to warn you about right now. If you live in a major city right now and if you have the ability to do it, you probably need to move out of the country a little bit and get away from all of this stuff. Because if this thing continues to be promoted by the media and this mass hysteria continues to grow, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. So please, take your C, take your D, take your potassium iodide. Now, yesterday I told you that we were going to give you unlimited access to vitamin C because we had a big order coming in yesterday. Well, they cut my order by 75%. 75%. And they said, sorry, we can't help this. This is all we can give you. So we haven't been able to lift restrictions. We have another order supposedly coming in. We don't even know if it's coming in anymore. And my major supplier, this is a major supplier of mine, FDA-registered drug laboratory in Orlando, they told me, they said, we have massive backorder problems from almost all of our vendors now, and we can't get the raw materials anymore. I'm just letting you guys know that in advance. So we haven't raised our prices. We're not gouging people. We don't do stuff like that at Health Masters. So as long as we've got product, we're going to continue supplying you the product. But these things like vitamin C, potassium iodide, forget, we can't even find that anymore. And in the good quality stuff, now you get the cheap stuff, but we can't get the good high quality, the nascent stuff. But we're doing everything we possibly can to maintain our inventory for you guys. D3K2, forget it. It's hard to find again from a landline source. But we still have inventory on that. We still have a lot of that, so we're not restricting the amount you can get on that. So, guys, listen to me for a second. We're here with you. I prayed for you this morning. I love you guys. And to me, it's all about Jesus. It's all about the great I am. It's all about my heart beats for God Almighty himself, and I try to do what's right in his eyes. And I have you guys as my family. I feel that with my heart. I have an obligation and a privilege to pray for you guys every day. So I want to thank you for supporting Health Masters. I want to thank you for listening to the show. Because if you've been listening to this show, you haven't been caught flat-footed in this. You saw it coming back in January. I warned you it was headed this way while nobody else listened. Now, I constantly am getting stuff about 5G being involved in this. And do I think that's a possibility? Yes. I've talked about that several weeks ago, about what it does with oxygen uptake and what it does to water molecules and how it affects lung tissue as far as the ability to absorb oxygen in hemoglobin binding. I've talked about all of that on this show. So I believe there's a 5G interface. I believe that 5G really affects human beings in such a way that it's going to interfere with their breathing, et cetera, and it can massively reduce the ability of their immune system to fight off a virus. Now, some people are saying, well, you can't get a virus unless it's injected into you. Well, the easiest way to get a virus is to have it injected into you via vaccine. We saw that with the swine flu vaccine, when all those people start dying from it. Okay, but we also know they say this is airborne now and it can go in through the nasal passages. So who in the world knows what these boys at Fort Detrick cooked up in their laboratory? What a bunch of nutbags even do stuff like this. Of course, that facility's been closed now since last summer because it's no longer considered a safe biocontainment facility. What the heck does that even mean? Guys, stay frosty. Stay in the Word of God. Continue to pray. And remember, God's still on the throne, and prayer still changes things. We can still do all things through Christ who strengthens us, guys. We've got to maintain a positive attitude about this. This is a great opportunity we have now to bring people that are lost and sick and dying and confused into the body of Christ so they can know that they can have hope in glory and realize that they can have hope in a future through our Lord Jesus. Austin, brother, what do you think this morning? What do you think about all this stuff?
Well, that was well said, man. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, this is why I gave everybody kind of that. A lot of people don't like to talk about it because it's not happy info yesterday, but discussions on what we are actually going to be seeing. And I've talked about this for years, and a lot of people I know have prepped for this for years and trained for this for years. But yeah, Dad's 100% right. And these big cities, you're going to start running into some big issues. And that's why I've talked to multiple people I know. That have lived in the cities and apartments. They're going to friends' houses. They're going to relatives or family members' houses that are more out in the country, that are, you know, more in Central Florida or Ocala or stuff like that, and just getting out of these big cities. Because I'm telling you right now, in a lot of these major cities, especially down in Dade and Broward, there are, I told Dad said it, I talked to him yesterday about it, and I've already talked to law enforcement. They are already discussing the parameters of going down and completely cordoning off Dade and Broward, meaning it's basically going to be a hot zone. There will be no in, no out. It will be completely blocked. The only entry into that city, into that county, will be basically for fuel, for food, for water, for supplies, for medical, so forth, stuff like that. So they're going to bring semi-trucks in. When they do that, they're going to have National Guard military escorts to get them to where they're going. Because what you'll start having is highway pirates after they go through the perimeter. Now, I know this sounds weird to talk about, but this has happened in every single country that this occurs. This is why they always bring in the military and declare martial law when you start doing full-blown lockdowns like this, because people start getting agitated, people start getting hungry. People that start getting hungry have not much more left to lose, because at that point you're starting to die. You're decaying. Put it this way. I mean, and I don't mean, you know, hungry like, oh, yeah, you missed a meal for a couple days. I mean, you haven't eaten in 2 or 3 weeks. You have nothing left to lose. If you don't get food pretty soon, you're going to die. And so people get desperate, and desperate people do really desperate things. And so that's why, I mean, it's irritating the fire out of me with price gougers right now. It's irritating the fire out of me. And you guys, that's why Dad said a health mess. We don't price gouge anymore.
Me too.
We've had multiple increases in prices on multiple raw ingredients. Dude, everything's pretty much stayed the same or gone up like maybe $1.99, basically to offset our cost of massive increase. A lot of the stuff I've been having to expedite, I've been having to call up my suppliers and ask for a personal favor for them to walk my order through shipping and next day air it, that I eat to get it here. And I've gotten a bunch of flack, and they go, well, you're like one of our best customers, Austin. You do all this volume. And I said, I know, and I don't ever ask you for this. I'm asking you right now. I need it next day aired. They said, we're going to try. We're going to do this. I said, no. I'm not asking you to try. I'm asking you to do it, because you're already telling me that it's going to be 7 to 10 days before you even get it out now if it goes in limbo. I said, I can't deal with that. I said, my customers have to have these products. So this is something to be aware of. This is something that's going on right now, and we're fighting over here at Health Masters to make sure we keep all of our customers with whatever they need. And I'm going to say, if you want one bottle of something, buy one bottle. If you want more than that, buy more. If you don't want to buy anything, don't buy anything. If you want to go support Walmart or Amazon and their giant retail monopoly, go do that. I don't care. But at least have something. But, you know, if you're supporting this show, just know that you're helping support Health Masters, not just help you, but help everybody in this community and in this industry and everybody in the Patriot community that's basically trying to get prepped for this thing. Because, I mean, this is definitely, as I said before, I don't think this virus is what they're trying to play it out to be. There's two things with this. It's one of which ways. Either this virus, which from what I'm seeing and who I'm talking to, it's affecting primarily older individuals, but people that are getting treatment with vitamin C IV and high doses of vitamin C, they're coming out of this stuff pretty quick like it's the flu. So either one of two things is going on. Either this is one of the biggest psychops we've ever seen on the American populace, and this virus is something that's well treated with vitamin C, and we're being lied to in order to completely and totally manipulate the public and lock down an entire country, or either this thing's like the next black plague, and they're trying to downplay it and act like nothing's going on, which I don't think it's that. Because even in Italy, where they've been releasing what we think to be accurate rates, they're seeing like a 6 to 7% death rate. with individuals who contract it. And most of these individuals are older. That's a very high death rate. But however, we're not talking about, you know, 75%, 80% death rate. I was reading again more on the Black Plague the other day in Europe. And obviously, you know, numbers and information on that are always shaky because of how far back it was. But they were saying, on average, from the information, that if you contracted basically the bubonic plague, there was a 70 to 80% death rate, meaning you were pretty much going to die if you got it. There wasn't treatment. They didn't have intravenous vitamin C, nothing like that back then. Guys, we have the nutrients nowadays. We know how important it is to have high doses of D3 for the macrophage to prevent a cytokine storm. We know all this stuff. This isn't new information. We've had it for years. This is almost common knowledge in the medical community. Yet the media is not talking about it one bit. They're dead silent. And they're intentionally inciting riots, violence, and anarchy in this country right now. I mean, some of the stuff I've watched a couple of news things, and I'm like, this is insane. Every time they pull it up, remember I told you guys, if you watch the mainstream news, obviously if you watch it, watch with a very, very, very open mind and heavy filter to understand what they're doing to you. But if you watch any of it right now, I saw something pop up the other day. Big Dow meter. Dow Jones down. And it's got, you know, like 2,000 points is going. It's got this meter like it's a doggone casino slot machine. Down, up, down, up, down, up. Superior number. The next thing over the side. Coronavirus death cases in the United States. Big graph. Up, down, 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 up, up, up. And then they're going in and talking about what's going on. Oh, this is that, this is that. And I know what they're doing. I watched it for like 5 minutes and I'm like, golly, I can feel my blood pressure's up right now. Like I'm getting intense just watching them, and I know everything they're saying is rhetoric. And I'll turn it off and say, golly, that's some strong propaganda. This is what they're doing, guys. So understand what's being done to us right now. Because if you remember, if you've done your research, if you've done history like Dad and I have done, well, I know a lot of you have, a lot of history buffs, our listeners and customers. Every time throughout history, when you have a tyrannical regime suppress, control, and lock down a populace with more and more and more restrictions and laws, even after the crisis, even after the situation passes, majority of those laws, rules, restrictions never fully lift. Ever. Look what happened after 9/11, guys. Look at what happened after 9/11. If you guys are my age or older than me, you remember, you could go to the airport. You didn't have to have ID half the time. You could fly freely, unmolested on your way. It was a right of every American to be able to travel freely on their way. That was a right. It still is a right. However, we've pretty much lost it now. Then after 9/11, what do we have? NSA came in and did mass spying. Snowden made that real clear what happened with that. If you don't want to read about it, then watch the movie. This is not fully accurate, but it gives you a good idea and eyeful of what was going on. I mean, Snowden blew it out of the water. NSA dragnetting every single electronic device in the entire country, listening, reading, watching, monitoring every single American in the entire country. We have basically warrantless searches now, basically phone taps that monitor everything you do. We had the inception of Homeland Security after 9/11. Remember, DHS didn't exist, guys, until after 9/11. It was an agency that literally had been conceptualized by the Pentagon through the CIA and had never basically been put together before. And they put it together. And, of course, then what we have? Then right after that, a few years later, we had Homeland Security funneling billions of dollars of military equipment from a war that we should have never been in because they told us we were going to invade them because of weapons of mass destruction that they never found, ever. They had the military-industrial complex build up arms and equipment and weapons at a pace we've never seen happen in history since World War II. Something was even bigger than this because we were basically doing stuff to invade a country that we weren't supposed to be in. So we had the levels of equipment, armor, personnel, vehicles that were insane when the MRAPs came about. And then what did we do after that? Homeland Security gave grants to completely and totally militarize the entire police department and sheriff's departments all across the country. This is all after 9/11. None of that's gone back. And remember, it was all for, and hey guys, it's for your protection. Remember George Bush? You're with us, you're with the terrorists. So if you don't want to go to war, and you don't want militarized police, and you don't basically want to have your rights stripped from you, you're with the terrorists. That was it. That was your two options. Now, we have a whole different thing. Now we have a enemy that you basically can't see, and you can't prove for the most part. I told Dad last night, I said, Do you know anybody personally around here in Florida that basically has coronavirus? I don't. I've talked to people that have known people of people of people. Oh, my sister's cousin's brother's aunt over in another state had her friend get coronavirus. I'm like, well, that's accurate. That's really accurate. Okay. But now, they shut down basically Orlando yesterday. All the bars shut down. All the restaurants shut down after 5 o'clock. Ironically enough, if you've noticed, it's all nighttime curfews. New Jersey did the same thing. Can't go outside between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. What makes a difference if I'm outside at midnight or I'm outside at 5 in the afternoon of catching the coronavirus? Where's your logic with that? And they say, oh, well, it's because we don't want to have social gatherings. We have to have social distancing. If I hear the term social distancing one more time, I'm going to probably end up slapping the next person that says it to me. I've heard that term like 400 times. I'm not exaggerating. Through the media, through social media, and through persons over the last week. Think about it for a second, what they're saying with this, with social distancing. This is another one of those key terms, common sense gun laws. Same thing again. They're ingraining into the American populace the concept of social distancing. This terminology has never been used before. If it has, it's never gone mainstream like it is now. Social distancing. As we don't have enough social distancing already with the mass amount of social media, with the text messages and all these apps that people have in Facebook, and nobody wants to communicate anymore. Everybody wants to, you know, sit at a table and stare at their phones for 2 hours and not even talk to one another. Now we have this new concept of social distancing. So people can't get too close to one another. Don't get too close to him. You better not get close to him. And anybody coughs now, and everybody automatically goes, oh, coronavirus. Ah. People are automatically doing it. You automatically do it. Because they're training us to basically be scared of one another. They're training us to not want to be close to one another. They're training us to have no type of intimacy or contact with anybody anymore. They're training us to believe everything they say and make sure we do everything they tell us when they tell us to do it out of complete and total fear and terror. Think about that for a second. And I'm not saying that this virus is not something that basically is a nasty thing to get. I'm not saying that at all. I fully believe this thing's weaponized. And I personally think, as I told you guys before, I think it's designed to knock out a large percentage of the older population because of the unfunded liabilities and Social Security and everything else they have. And you have all these companies that basically have all these retirements. And I'm not saying I agree with this at all, but I'm saying I think personally this is what this is headed for. When at any point in time in history have we seen a virus only kill significantly older people? I mean, the mean age in the United States is like 78 now of death. The age of death is like 78. Everybody's like 75, 80, 90 years old that's dying from this. Everybody else that I've read about is basically recovering fairly well, especially if they have vitamin C. They're knocking out in like 3 or 4 days, like getting the flu. So think about what you're being told. Think about what the media is doing. Have an open mind and understand that this is not what we're being fed. We're being fed a bag full of lies, of terror, fear, and propaganda to do exactly what we saw right at almost 20 years ago with 9/11, except this is on a whole nother level now. Because now they're training us to be scared of one another. They're training us that we have to stay in our homes with no opposition simply because we've had, 100-something people die in this country? I mean, we have 100-something people die every day just in car accidents. I mean, more than that, I think. I think what the average vehicular death is, what, like 35,000 people a year or something? You know, where we're like 3,000 people a month die in cars? When's the last time I heard the media say, oh, don't drive a car. You better not drive your car. You might die. You're like, oh, I don't want to drive now. No, I never seen that. Why? Because it doesn't fit the agenda. Think about what's being told to you. Think about what's being lied to you about. Look at the other hand of what's going on with this financial system they're doing now. This is bigger than 2008, what they're getting set up to do. I've already told you my thoughts on this, what I think is the next step, all the way with the digital currency and basically restricting access and capital controls on the banks. That's next, by the way. I keep saying that every day. Mark my words on it. You're going to see capital controls and cash restrictions on banks very, very soon, especially when they start shutting down banks and quarantining the bank, and they have a doggone bank run on it, and everybody goes in and starts pulling out all their cash. That's coming next. Just be aware of that. So I just want everybody to understand, do not live in a spirit of fear. but live in of love and of peace and of sound mind and of preparedness, and understand that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and there's no reason to be scared. The only thing we need to do is be prepared, but we also need to see the unseen hand that's gripping down around us right now as the Federal Reserve and these central banks try to do everything they can to scare a populace into full-blown submission and to accepting a new world order. And that's where I think this is headed, Dan.
Well, yeah, you know, that was very, very well said. And I've got an email came in from one of our listeners in Paris. And here's what she said. She says, I hope this email address is correct. My name is Maureen. I am from France, and I live in the capital. She goes, I felt like this virus is a political virus aimed at removing our liberties and freedom. In less than a week, the French government has removed most of our basic human rights. We are forced to self-quarantine in our home, not allowed to travel, not allowed to see our families from other regions. Now the police are outside patrolling streets, making sure that we have a paper that allows us to walk outside. She goes, yes, you heard me right. We cannot go outside without taking the risk of getting a fee or getting arrested. The most basic right of any free person is to be able to walk around freely wherever they want to go, as long as you're not entering private property. She goes, am I being crazy? We are turning into communist China. Please let your American listeners know that panic is what they want, and they created an energy field of fear to feed off of it, as you've mentioned so many times on your show. And so far, neither myself or my family or my friends or my colleagues know anyone personally who has the virus. She says, I work in a restaurant and a hotel, and I was in contact with tourists from all over the world, and yet no one knew of anyone who had the virus. I'm not saying it's fake, but the numbers seem as though they cannot be that high. How could they know that more than 3,000 get infested in less than 1 or 2 days? I'm just asking myself a lot of questions, and my biggest fear is not to die or the rampant panic here, people from buying triple the supplies of food they need, and like if we were in an apocalyptic war, and not letting people such as elders and disabled to get enough food for themselves. She goes, my biggest fear is what they're doing to us, the government, the police, stripping us of our liberties. She goes, I have no support from anyone. No one believes me when I try to raise the alarm. What is next? Forced mandatory vaccines, as they just decided and voted in Denmark as soon as they find a so-called cure? Wow, this is from Maureen. Thank you for sending me this email from Paris, France. So, guys, here we go again. You know, we've got a virus that I believe is very real, but it's being very overblown. It's like I told you guys, this thing will kill you like a flu will kill you. You know, getting a common cold can kill you. You know, any of these things can kill you if your body's immune system is dumped out, or if you've got a bunch of toxins in your body and your body can't get rid of these poisons in your system. You know, I mean, look at all these vaccines they've been pumping into everybody with all the mercury and all the chemicals and all the squalene and all the aborted fetal parts. All this stuff that just come out of your body, your body's got to process and get it out of your system. It makes the body extremely toxic. It makes it a perfect field, a perfect venue for this virus to come in and attack. You know, if you've been listening to this show for years, we've warned you against taking the flu vaccine. We've warned you about the NMMR shots. We've warned you about what's going on with the children with the autism. All we've done is talk about this stuff for the last 6-7 years. And guys, it's important for everybody to understand that, you know, if we don't pay attention to what they put into our bodies, now you may have a pretty good immune system to prevent the coronavirus from coming in through your nasal passages. You're using colloidal silver to swab your nose passage. You're taking your D, your C, your potassium iodide. But you know, they start injecting this stuff into you directly into your bloodstream. That's a problem. And we saw that what happened with the swine flu when all those people start dying from the swine flu vaccine. You know, gosh, this was back in the 70s, 80s. This was a long, long time ago. I remember it. I remember I was in college, and they said, are you going to take a swine flu vaccine? I said, absolutely not. I don't know what's in it. That was me in my 20s saying that. And, of course, now in my 60s, I'm even more vocal about all of this stuff, guys. It's so important to understand that these guys who run the planet do not, and I repeat, do not have your best interest in heart. That's how they care. They don't care about you. They really, really, really don't. By the way, the U.S. housing starts. Permits are sliding in February in front of the virus impact. Now they're saying that we're going to have up to a 20% unemployment rate, and it's going to be as bad as it was during the Great Depression because of all these layoffs. 600% increase in Ohio alone with all the restaurants closing as far as the unemployment rolls and how many people are applying for unemployment. And just think what that's going to do to the state government, having to pay all this unemployment money out to all of these people that aren't working right now. Right now, there's a pre-market chaos happening right this morning after Trump tweets on very important news from the Food and Drug Administration. You know, I wish he'd just shut up on his stupid tweets and stop his darn incomplete sentences. Very important news from the Food and Drug Administration.
administration, why doesn't he tell us what the very important news is going to be on his tweet? Why didn't he do that? Instead of, oh my God, what's the news going to be? It creates all this chaos. He's been called the chaos president so many times, he's starting to earn that doggone title. He really, really is. And we just need to understand, guys, that all of this stuff is, again, is continuing because they want it to continue. This insanity continues as futures crash limits down. The S&P has indicated 6% lower today. They're talking about $10 a barrel oil right now. It's absolutely crazy what's happening. I just got a text back from one of my relatives in Germany. I sent her that doggone satire about how it's good that everybody's going to die. And she says, well, it's intended to be satire. She goes, but it's not funny at all. See, the German people, the ones that I have, my family over there, I mean, I've been feeding them information for a long, long time about what's going on here in the United States and what's happening globally, and those guys aren't asleep. They know what's happening. By the way, the U.S. Army has also halted deployment of troops and tanks to NATO's war games due to a pandemic threat, which I think is absolutely great. We need our troops back in on our soil, and we don't need NATO troops over here. I hope Trump can do that. By the way, he's being called a racist again because he refers to the COVID-19 as a Chinese virus after unprecedented retaliation from Beijing. They're really mad now because it's being called a Chinese virus. Well, got a newsflash from you over there, Chinese. I realize it's killing everybody. Doesn't care if you're Chinese or not. It started in Wuhan, or it was released in Wuhan. So you kind of earn that badge, and you're going to have to wear it for a bit because that's how everybody sees this thing. It came from you guys. And Trump's not being a racist because he said it started in Wuhan or started in China or it's a Chinese virus. That's not being racist. Well, he can't be saying that. It's killing everybody. Okay. Maybe he needs to be more clear. It's a virus that started in China. Okay, maybe you can say that. Maybe that'll make these politically correct people happy so they can stop, you know, screaming and yelling about that. As if we have nothing else to worry about, they're worried about that. Again, I'm repeat this. Ohio unemployment skyrockets by 600% after all the bars and all the restaurants are closed. Guys, Europe's open border system could face collapse among the coronavirus vaccine or obviously coronavirus 5 outbreak. And now they're all saying that the good old Angela Merkel doesn't know what to do because all of a sudden she realizes that she was unbelievably dumber than a box of rocks because she opened up the borders to allow all these people into Germany who don't know how to flush toilets. Now, guys, listen to me for a second. I'm going to say this again. Angela Merkel was raised as a hardcore communist in East Germany. The woman was raised, and it was all through her. I mean, from the time she was born all the way up until the Berlin Wall fell, she was a hardcore communist. And for the German people to have basically elected her, a former communist, to run that country was insanity and basically suicide. Because quite frankly, I don't believe her communist roots were ever extinguished. And remember, the communist roots, they hated Germany. The Russians hated Germany. The Rothschilds hated Germany. And she's done everything she can to destroy that country. It's sad they got stuck with somebody like that in Germany. Austin, what do you think, bud?
No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I personally think, as we've started to see, you know, areas that have a higher rate of homelessness are the areas that are being affected. New York's got a ton of homeless up there. I've been up there, you know, twice, and there's always issues with homeless up there. Miami is where there's a huge epicenter down there, and there's a ton of homeless, especially when they started bringing in a ton of individuals from Haiti. And I mean, there's nothing, I don't have anything against people in Haiti, but they started bringing them in because Haiti got hit with an earthquake, and then they just kind of like dropped them off in South Florida and said, okay, hey guys, you're not on an island anymore. Figure it out. Well, I mean, it doesn't take long to realize that, I mean, you're going to increase the homeless population very quickly when you're importing them from another country and not really giving them any tips, any jobs, anything to do. But I mean, on the other hand too, it's not really our responsibility to babysit the entire world either. Same thing in South California. Same thing up in Seattle. All these areas that are getting really hit with this virus and it's spreading rapidly is areas of high populace and homeless. Same thing in Italy. I mean, the migrant populace in Italy's got insane. Same thing in France. And so, you know, it's not racist or bigotry to prove and say, hey, listen, this is what's happening. It may not be the direct cause, but it's definitely a contributing cause to it. So you really need to be aware of that. So again, guys, as I keep telling everybody, just stay prepared, stay ready, and make sure that you have everything in place. And one thing I'll tell you right now too, this will pass. Everything always passes, everything comes in cycles. And one thing I can say right now too, don't support companies that are price gouging, unless it's something you absolutely have to have, which, quite frankly, you should have already bought it a month or two ago when we started talking about this. You know, I had somebody send me a link yesterday, a company called Cheaper Than Dirt, and I personally don't support them or buy from them anymore on some of the stuff, their stance. But they're selling a box of 1,000 rounds of 5.56 ammo for $1,000 right now. Of just standard 55 grain ball ammo, not green tips or anything. And to me, that's usury. That's price gouging. There's many, many, many other companies on the market right now that are selling ammo for a nominal price, maybe a upcharge on it or a little bit more expensive than normal because price, supply and demand. But if you see companies doing this or you see people coming in and trying to rip people off on toilet paper or ammo or anything at all, don't support them. Don't do that. And that's why us here at Health Masters, we're doing everything we can to keep our prices exactly where they are, unless we have a massive price increase and then we're eating part of it, especially on a lot of the shipping and everything. All that I've eaten, all the freight, all the expedited next day air shipments I've done to try to get them in. I mean, heck, Dad drove all the way to North Orlando the other day to go pick up another shipment for me. And we're blessed that the traffic's pretty much non-existent anymore on I-4. That's one thing I have to say, Dad. With this whole issue going on, you know, I went to Orlando last weekend as well. It's the first time that I can probably remember in at least a decade that I can get from my place to where I live to North Orlando, you know, obviously running about 80, 90 miles an hour, and get there in like 30 minutes. Just like no traffic, which is quite awesome because
it
I haven't ever seen this in a very long time, Dad. So that's that. I guess that's one thing about it. But on the other hand, too, you have to understand that a lot of companies and a lot of businesses and a lot of people are going to be affected by this mandatory shutdowns that they're doing, which in most cases, from what I'm seeing, I don't really think this is a necessity, and I think it's more of a push by the Fed to try to see how far they can control a populace and how much backlash they're going to get. But again, that's just my opinion. Only time will tell, and we'll see what happens if this thing escalates further.
Well, you know, and also we need to remember, Terrence just sent me a text in and said basically that, you know, we've got a lot of people in Italy, and this is true. You go to Italy, all the old people smoke. I mean, they're like heavy lifetime chain smokers, and their health is bad to start with. Also, the Surgeon General now is saying that a 15-day lockdown won't be enough to stop the coronavirus spread, but pleads with Americans to pitch in and do their part to stay indoors. I guess this is going to be indefinitely for these guys as far as what they want us to do. Americans that are stuck abroad during the coronavirus epidemic say the State Department has done nothing to get them home. Well, I hate to say this to you guys, the Americans that are overseas right now, you probably should have stayed at home when you saw this stuff coming, unless you've been living overseas and you want to come back to the United States. But if you decided to go on vacation last week and you're stuck there 2 weeks ago, you should have read the news. I'm not fussing at you, but you're kind of in a situation where you kind of got stuck, and don't be screaming for us to come get you back. I mean, you're kind of there. You say, well, I can't believe you said that, Ted. Well, I'm not being mean to you. You got to think through some of this stuff, guys. We have to use a little bit of wisdom on some of this stuff and think only old people can die from coronavirus. There's another article. Think again. Expert who led team assessing China's outbreak says that no one is safe from this. And again, the coronavirus cannot be cured with silver. Now, the only thing you can use for it basically is to kill it topically, but it can't be used to secure it once it gets inside of your body. And the coronavirus disease is now record jumping up again in China, according to a report, and they're having other resurgence in China and in South Korea. So again, looks like it's going to be round two, because remember, this thing is kind of like a multi-tiered virus. It likes to come back in a different form as it mutates in your body. This is some wicked bad stuff. And again, it seems to be starting in 5G areas, but it's not contained in 5G areas. So we can't blame it just on 5G. That's really important that everybody understands that. It's just not something that we can start saying, this is 5G doing this. This virus is very, very real, but it can actually be, how should I say, your immune system will be pretty shut down via 5G. And it's so funny to me, and funny in an ironic standpoint. The guys who did the research on this, on these millimeter wavelengths and these weapon systems like the active denial system that are now using the 5G system, I told you guys a year ago the 5G was a weapon system. And everybody said, oh, no, it's just going to help us get faster internet. I said, nope, it's a weapon system, and our bodies are not designed to handle this type of energy field load. Remember, our bodies are in an energy field. We live in an energy holographic universe. And when you have a system, basically, that's going to go in there and disrupt those energy fields like 5G, it's going to cause all kinds of health issues. Guys, I love you, and I appreciate you. I thank you for listening. At least this show strives to stay on the positive note and telling you guys that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You know, I listened to a show yesterday. It was so depressing. I thought, gosh, why did I listen to that? I told Austin, I said, I wish I hadn't listened to that. It was awful. Guys,
try to avoid those kind of shows. Just try to avoid them. Just remember, guys, God's still on the throne, and prayer still changes things. Just stay prepped up. I love you guys. Go ahead and finish it up, Austin, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. And I mean, again, continually, like I said, just be staying where you need to be, stay prepped, stay ready, and live in a area and a place of just peace and sound mind and preparedness. And again, I do recommend in that preparedness model, if you are in a very, very heavily hit city, you do start looking at other options if you have the ability to do so. If you don't, just do what you got to do and lock it down and handle it the way you best need to handle it. But if you have an option to get more out in the country or more out in the woods or more out in the areas that are going to be much less affected in rural areas, because simply not much is going to change. And that's what's up in like Central Florida we're at. When we have hurricanes and power outages and stuff like that, we got to do more work outside and run chainsaws all day and, you know, pull trees out and pull trees, you know, out of the road. But I mean, other than that, not much changes. You got food preps, you got water, you got generator, and you just kind of do what you got to do. But I mean, right now, it's quite frankly, this is a very easy thing to transition through. My biggest thing is, what is happening behind the scenes that we're not being told about? So again, thank you for the support of healthmasters.com. You need anything, be sure to check out the website, healthmasters.com. We still are pretty much stocked on most things. The astragalus is out of stock from one of my manufacturers, and that's simply because they can't keep up with demand. They're pretty much out. They've already said they're pretty much done. I'm trying to squeeze some more in, basically to fill some orders, and other than that, I should have enough on the back, my back savings, that I should be able to fill those, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to get any more astragalus in. But the C, we're still hammering the C, still hammering the D. We're pushing all of our suppliers to keep giving us stuff, even over what everybody else is getting, because a lot of our suppliers know that we're one of their, you know, top distributors, and so we do the best we can to take care of everybody. So thank you for the support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.